Good morning. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. I've become recently very interested in reading prologues, forewords, and introductions to books that I'm reading for this radio spot, and this is a new habit for me. I've missed a lot because they're consistently so meaningful and worthwhile. One book I've been enjoying reading many times to you is A Field, Portrait of Wisconsin Naturalists, Empowering Leopold's Legacy by Sumner Mattison. I have ignored until right now the foreword to this book, and I need to remedy this. It's written by Kurt Meine. Kurt is a conservation biologist, environmental historian, and writer. He serves as senior fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation in Baraboo and with the Chicago-based Center for Humans and Nature. He's also a research associate with the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, an associate adjunct professor in the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Wildlife Ecology. He's the author of Aldo Leopold, His Life and Work, as well as many other books and publications. I recommend that you look at his website, kurtmeine.com. His name is spelled C-U-R-T-M-E-I-N-E. So better late than never, here is the foreword to A Field. The foreword is titled Gathering of the Voices. Historians and linguists have long debated the meaning of the word Wisconsin. The river gave the state its name. Who gave the river its native name? What did it mean to them? We may never know definitely, but the original meaning, most in favor lately, is among the oldest recorded and the most poetic, Gathering of the Waters. In this volume, Sumner Mattison provides a gathering of voices of and from Wisconsin. Here we meet the observant students and caretakers of our waters and soils, fish and flowers, trees and birds, critters and crawlers. Like Wisconsin's waters, the voices of these notable naturalists have mingled over time and helped to define the state. Over the generations, they helped make Wisconsin synonymous with environmental stewardship. Wisconsin became known far beyond its borders for its conservation tradition and culture of care. But just as we are prone to take our waters for granted, so can we easily neglect the voices of our elders. Although voices inevitably fade and are forgotten, culture has always worked to counter that loss and to conserve human experience in story. Now, however, our collective memory can be overwhelmed by our collective distraction, by our all-absorbing fixation on the news feed, the tweet storm, the live stream. All the more reason to value this gathering of voices. For 40 years, Sumner has regularly made time to record the stories of Wisconsin field biologists, ecologists, conservation biologists, and land stewards. Among them are the well-known and recognized, as well as the more obscure and overlooked. All made vital contributions to natural history and conservation in Wisconsin. Some were scientists and teachers. Others were writers and advocates, public servants and citizens. All in some way were wisdom keepers. Their lives span a century and a half, and many never met. Yet they are connected across their diverse places and times and experiences. They shared a passion for what Aldo Leopold called things natural, wild, and free. They carried the same conviction that we are bonded to the land and all its inhabitants, and to one another upon it. Sumner's perseverance in gathering their voices has only increased the value of his work. In fact, we need these voices and stories now more than ever. We need them to remind us that we belong to an ever-evolving community of people who built the fund of knowledge, commitment, and vision that we draw upon daily, if mostly unconsciously. We need them to serve as an antidote to frustration as our conservation leadership has eroded, our land ethic has been challenged, and our civic life has fragmented. We need them to ground us as we face a future of rapidly changing social, economic, and environmental realities, most especially the uncertain effects of accelerating climate change. We need them to encourage us all to assume our responsibilities, defend the public good, and value our shared natural assets for future generations and all our fellow creatures on the land. We need them, more than anything, to nurture the next generation of citizen conservationists. I recently found myself in an end-of-the-workday discussion with a younger colleague about the state of land stewardship in Wisconsin. In response to recent political developments, she was exasperated and bewildered. She said, "When I was in college in the 90s, we looked to the older generation and wondered what there was left for us to do. They'd done clean water and clean air and endangered species and wilderness. It seemed all that was left was for us to fill in the details. Well, I guess there's more to do." There is more to do. There's always more to do. These stories also bear witness to an old truth. Wisconsin's tradition of natural history and conservation commitment has always depended not on a few individuals, even those remembered here. Leadership has always relied on the actions of curious, creative, committed citizens. True conservation leadership has always resided in those who love the land and who work to solve problems, meet needs, and seize opportunities. It expresses itself through all who know that the health of our lands, waters, wildlife, communities, and economies depend on people working together to understand the workings of the land and to make constructive change happen. Every voice in this volume reminds us of this. Listen. Our elders speak to us in varied tones. They are informed, emotional, experienced, funny, rough, inspiring, bold, quiet, wise, and adventurous. Through their stories and their many ways of telling them, we can again connect our knowledge and our spirit. We can again demonstrate our respect for one another and our love for the landscape of Wisconsin. And that's the foreword to A Field. The foreword is written by Kurt Miney. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.